This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, which is free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast later on this morning. And just a lot going on. It's a Monday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Good, good. Even though I have like a lot of FOMO from the weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like I did nothing cool. Everyone was at the Savannah Bananas. And then last night, Zach Bryan was here.
Yeah.
Missed out on both of those.
Yeah, I missed out on both of those too. But I played golf all weekend, so I had a little action going on. But I didn't get to do the Savannah Banana thing. Zach Bryan, I'm not for that one. But I would have liked to have gone to the ball game down at the stadium. They had 50,000 people for a couple of nights in a row, right?
It was the biggest crowd they've ever had.
Unbelievable. Imagine that. They're more popular than the Rockies.
Way more popular.
Just ridiculous, isn't it? Shredell, how was your weekend besides being eaten by a vicious dog?
It was good. Other than that, man, just watched the Broncos game, hung out with my friends, played some paintball. So, yeah, other than the dog.
Yeah, Shredell was attacked over the weekend by a 200-pound mastiff dog. This thing, is that what they're called? Mastiffs?
Is there a mastiff? Yeah. They're big dogs, too.
I heard that word.
They're real big.
It's a thing. Oh, this dog almost ate him alive.
Vicious, dude.
He's missing an arm and a leg today.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Crutches to get in the studio.
I can't believe you came in. I expect Jamie to come through there like a herd of turtles in a few minutes. Like the Kool-Aid man bursting through. Anybody heard from her today?
Nothing. No. Not yet.
She went to the banana show.
Yeah, looked like she had a blast.
Sounds like she had too much banana. Can't get here on time. Yeah, it looked like she had a blast, right? I didn't see but just a few pictures.
I saw a video. She posted a video. It looked like they were having a good time. But I watched some of the game. I was flipping between the Bronco game and that game.
It was on?
Yeah.
It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was looking for Jamie in the crowd. I didn't see her. But.
Where the heck was I? So both games were televised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And it looks like no one sold their tickets because it was packed,
that
dude.
That place was packed, right?
Uh-huh.
Man, Coors Field seen nothing like that. Well, maybe a concert. Have they had a concert down there with that many people?
Maybe not even that many because they have some of it like taped off during the concerts.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Well, we'll get an update from her. She will be here shortly, I'm sure. We have another backdrop this week. I think we're doing the Wheat Ridge Arvada location somewhere in that area up there. I don't think we pointed it yet, but we'll get to that sometime later on in the week. Oh, there she is. Hello, banana.
What? What? What'd you say?
Hi, Banana. Banana,
God,
Jamie.
You guys, I feel like I just got back from the cabin. I mean, like literally like an hour ago. I didn't, but I feel like
You feel like it.
Well,
okay.
You're tan.
I had a busy weekend.
Holy hell.
I was out in the sun all weekend.
I see that.
I played golf on Friday, played golf on Saturday and Sunday.
It looks good.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when I do this? Watch this. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Let me do this.
Oh, no. Don't.
When I lift my shirt up and you see the...
I didn't even look.
The white...
I didn't even look.
I'll do it with my arm.
No.
You can watch an arm.
Okay, I'll watch an arm.
I know it's a lot of muscle for you, but...
Yeah.
And it makes you... frisky.
Oh, it does make me, yes, the word frisky.
even at 6:06 in the morning, it makes you frisky.
Yeah,
all right,
so
ready?
Frisky.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Farmer.
Look, Farmer Harris.
Wow. That's a hard line right there.
Oh, my God. Holy hell.
I was out all weekend in the sun, so I had
Looks good. I've never seen you really that tan.
Well, it's hard to get this tan in a recliner. Let me tell you, I was out all weekend playing, and I was bitching from the time I got to the back nine on Friday.
You were?
I'm like, what am I thinking? What am I thinking?
2 days
in a row.
Three.
And I'm like, what the hell am I thinking? And I dreaded everything from that point forward. I dreaded Saturday. I dreaded Sunday.
But at least yesterday was really, it poured out at the cabin. I don't know about here.
We didn't get any rain.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
We got thunderstorms and rain and everything. I was in my first rock slide.
No kidding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really
That's
excited.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get trapped in it?
You know what? They don't stop.
The rocks?
The rocks.
Well, when they hit the bottom, they do.
Well, yeah. But
get down the creek.
It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Wow. Can't wait to hear that story. Yeah. Rock slide, Jamie. Shit, banana ball, rock slides. Damn, why can't I live that life?
And I also caught a trout yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you eat it?
No, it's catch and release.
Okay.
Yeah. Catch and release.
I don't know. It's gold medal waters
or whatever it's called.
All right. Yeah. It's Monday. A lot of kids going back to school today. I saw Cherry Creek's back today.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cherry Creek's back today. Then I think several schools tomorrow.
That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's over.
Because to me, it's so summer. Like yesterday was so summer to me.
We're supposed to be in the 90s, upper 90s again this week.
Oh, we are?
Another scorcher.
I wore a sweater because it was so cold out there.
Well, I don't think today gets there, but I think later on in the week we're going to get it. But you're right. It doesn't feel like back to school.
No.
It's too early.
I know.
I gotta, you know, have a voice here for the kids.
I agree.
It's too early to put these kids back in school.
Look at you acting like you have any kind of right to see. I am Polis right now, and I'm telling people.
Jimmy, I have a hotline to Polis. He'll pick up anytime Beach calls.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Him and his tennis shoes.
Him and his sneakers. All right, back to school. Back to school for Cherry Creek, and then more as the week progresses. We will take a break and be right back. BJ Jamie Morning Show just getting started. It is a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Once again, I want to promote and push for a 3-day weekend. We all need that.
Yes, I agree.
2 days isn't enough, folks. It's just not enough. You got to do your activities. Then you got to have a day to rest up, you know?
Oh, my God.
So we got to push for this even more. All right, sounds like you had a big weekend, Jamie. Man, I'm sitting here listening to your conversations, and I'm trying to do other stuff, you know?
Yeah, right.
But listening, and you go clubbing. You're out at the ballpark with Doug.
Doug Johnson's my new BFF.
You're running all weekend with the Savannah Bananas. You're bananaed up to here right now.
Oh, my gosh, right?
What a weekend.
It was crazy. What an interesting, whole getup, this Savannah Banana crap.
They're on fire right
now. My friend Garo texted me and goes, I hate to say this, but please tell me that other people don't know about this Savannah Bananas or never heard of them.
Yeah.
I go, well, you know, they're quite popular. He's like, I've never heard of them. I don't know what they are. Why is it all over the news? Why is it everywhere? Why is everybody talking about this thing I don't know about?
You know, it's funny you say that, because over the weekend I'm playing golf with a couple of people, and they're people that I've never met before, right? And it amazes me how they don't know certain things that we just assume everybody knows. Like the Savannah Bananas, for example. There was a guy by Foursome on Saturday that had no idea what I was talking about. I said, oh, yeah, the Savannah Bananas are here. That place is going to be packed down. He goes, what are you talking about?
So my son's girlfriend is 19, right? And so I said, you know, I had tickets for Savannah Bananas, but my kid didn't want to go. And she's like, yeah, I kind of heard about them. And so she didn't care that they didn't go.
Wow.
And then
and she's 19.
Yeah.
On Sunday, one of the guys in the foursome, I said, man, did Shador, he lit it up last night, didn't he? The guy goes, who?
Shador,
I swear, he didn't know Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
And he's out playing golf. And I'm like, how do you know the game of golf and you don't know what Shador Sanders?
Okay, so I do have a lot of questions about Shador.
Yes.
I have, because I don't really know what happened. Something about he rolled in with a whole posse and people were really mad about that.
It looked bad.
Did it?
Looked bad.
So tell me what happened, because I don't know.
He comes rolling in. It's almost like the...
Shador Sanders, Dion's, you know, kid, the whatever.
Playing a preseason game. It's Cleveland Browns. He's going to start. He's already been dropped down to fourth on the depth chart, which means nothing at this stage. The start means nothing at this stage. And you would have thought with all those traffic tickets and the speeding and all that, that he appeared to be a lot more humble.
And remember, he built a whole room for the draft.
Yeah,
he built out an entire room with every team he wanted to go to.
Yep, all their hats.
Yeah.
And he had gone from this pedestal or thinking, I'm it, that attitude, to now it appeared that he wasn't that person anymore, that he really wanted to be just a regular guy trying to make a football team. In fact, he even told his dad, Dion, not even to come close to his practice field. I got to do this on my own, man. Well, he shows up Saturday night to do the ball game. And he shows up with a posse. He shows up with like eight people. And one of them is like carrying this and wearing this outfit like a Grim Reaper.
What do you mean?
It's like a costume, like the Grim Reaper, like he's coming to kill the other team or whatever the thought was.
So it was like a whole thing.
But it was like it was almost like the WWE.
Oh, it was.
It was like an entrance at the WWE, and it was just bizarre. And it just shows that he's still got
cocky.
That cockiness about
him. He had his own camera guy following him, documenting the whole thing.
With these big spotlights on.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he was recording for social media or what he was doing. He went out and played great.
Yeah.
He had a good night out on the field. But the entrance just looked a little.
Yeah, that's what I saw all over social media. People just going, come on.
It's going to piss off the rest of the team.
Right.
It's like, who do you think you are? You're a rookie. You're
the
rookie
fourth quarterback, right?
Trying to make the you're starting the first preseason game. That's not exactly a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay? Because usually you throw the scrubs out there for the first game.
Let's go to our football expert and ask him his thoughts.
Shpadil.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go to Shpadil.
I'm exactly with you guys. It does not look good for him to come. It's the one thing that was making everybody mad, and then he just kind of keeps feeding into it when he could have just played.
Yeah.
You know?
If he would have just gone out and played good, and like we would all be talking about that part.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
He did play pretty good.
He did.
Yeah. He threw for like 170 yards, 2 touchdowns.
And on the show, I think it's obvious that all of us have said we want him to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want him to excel in the NFL, right? But then he does these tricks, and the world hates him.
Yeah.
How can we support him when the world hates him?
He makes it seem like he's more concerned about his rap career than football.
He does.
What a lot of people
think. Oh, is he
like.
A rapper?
Yeah.
He is a rapper.
He's a rapper?
Uh-huh.
Do we have any of his music?
I can get some.
Can you get us some?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
On the Bible.
No, we never mentioned
he came out with a song.
Is his name Shador as a rapper?
Yeah.
Shador the rapper?
Uh-huh.
No.
Shador Sanders, yeah. He just goes by
He goes by Shador.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that at all. I had no idea.
Yeah, he came out with a song not too long. Like an album.
Well,
we didn't know.
Yeah.
Jamie and I didn't know.
Why would I know that?
I follow football quite closely.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about his rap
Shador
career.
Shador the rapper.
Yeah.
I knew he likes to be a baller, you know, spend money and play the game, but I didn't know he rapped. Yeah.
Well, I guess he does.
Yeah, well, Carson and Shpadil kept it a secret all this time. Why the hell did you guys
say
something?
I thought everybody knew that.
No, we didn't know.
You guys have never mentioned it either.
No,
you're acting
I'm suspicious.
Like, yeah, right? You guys are acting like we're stupid.
I think you found out over the weekend.
I do too, because they've never mentioned it ever.
Jamie, they've never said a word. Carson, you never said a word.
No, they're full of crap.
I thought we talked about it once.
No,
we've
never.
Because he came out with a snippet of a song. Didn't we play it one time?
We've never played
Jamie,
we've never played a Shador Sanders song.
They're full of crap.
I had no idea. You guys, you made crap up. I'm kind of glad you were attacked by a dog, Shador.
Oh, what happened?
He got attacked by a dog.
You got attacked by a
yeah.
dog?
Yeah.
Oh, what I've kind? Got the sound effect.
Like a Rottweiler?
It was a big dog, dude. Huge, it's huge.
All right, I've got the sound effect here. Or well, we pulled this, and it's a very it's a nice little replica of the dog that attacked you.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Vicious.
Okay,
dude.
Just, we'll get into this later on.
Okay.
Let me play it again.
I didn't even know you got attacked by a dog.
Yeah, it was painful.
Listen to this dog. You don't want this on you.
Those little ones are mean, though.
That's why he's missing an arm today. We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Schmidl. Someday can we get my plug fixed?
I think we might have to just get you a new pair of headphones.
No, the headphones are fine. It's just the connection. It's the plug. Remember we taped it?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I just have to hold it. It's kind of annoying. Oh my God, it's so annoying.
Can you put a ticket in for that?
A ticket?
Yeah.
We need a ticket.
Isn't that what we have to do?
Yeah, with the desk.
I think a lot of companies do the ticket.
Yeah.
You got a problem, put in a ticket.
Prioritize it. Yeah.
So you guys will be happy to know we have a new drug on the streets that they're mixing with stuff.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No.
It says, stronger than fentanyl, a drug you've never heard of, is killing hundreds every year.
How can it be stronger than fentanyl? Fentanyl, all it takes is a pinch.
I know.
Kills you.
Yeah, it says this ultra-potent nitazoxazine.
The zine drug, huh?
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, mostly from China, are super easy to smuggle and mix into all kinds of recreational drugs.
There you go. Right. China. Yeah. China's trying to kill us.
I swear.
Here you go.
Well, it's like a theory that they actually are.
I think so.
No, it's like really a theory that they are trying
to. No, I agree with the theory, though.
Yeah, I think
they are. I think they're trying to wipe us out.
So I have been off the radar, except for I went to the Savannah Bananas, and the big story is, can we replace the Rockies with the Savannah Bananas?
That would be awesome.
That would be huge.
That's what everybody's calling for.
Yeah. Do you think the act would get old? No, they would come up with new routines.
And let me tell you something, because I went to the Savannah Bananas. The music is everything. Like, you forgot about ABBA. You know, like, they played an ABBA song and just, like, songs you totally forgot about. And what was crazy to me is that the kids knew the songs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 8-year-olds are singing the songs and you're like, wait, how do you know that song? So it was just so much fun. Like, they had Donna Summer and, like, just all these different songs out of nowhere.
That's cool.
It was a blast. It was just such a vibe, and there was nobody that was angry. You know,
that's
just
cool.
Everybody was happy. Yeah. It was so
Did they
fun.
Win?
They won.
I'd like to know if they won. We haven't heard the final score yet.
Yeah, they did.
Good.
And what was really cool, too, is during the national anthem, they did a flyover,
yeah.
Which everybody freaked out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
A two wow. F somethings.
Yeah.
My son would know if he would have gone. F-16s? I don't know. Could have been 14. I don't know what number they are. But anyway, they flew over and that was cool. And I don't know. It was just so much fun. It was. And my new best friend on the planet, Doug Johnson.
Yeah, he got you the tickets, right?
He did.
Yeah.
I love him. I love you, Doug Johnson.
Oh,
he's a nurse.
He is?
Oh, no
yeah.
way.
And so is his wife. Yeah.
He's a caring person.
He and fun.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was just, I love you, Dougie. Doug Doug Johnson. Except for there was a whole situation with my pants.
Yeah.
We'll get into it later. Well, I wore cargo pants because I couldn't find my clear purse. Yeah. Right? So
you got plenty of pockets.
And I had them all going.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I had stuff in there. He's like, oh, my God, stop reaching in your pockets. Because I had four of them. I have four pockets on my legs. I have two down below and two up high.
Yeah.
And there's just pockets everywhere.
Yeah, you forget what you put in each pocket.
Exactly.
So when you go for something, you end up searching all four pockets.
I went through all four pockets every time.
That makes
sense. Stop reaching in your pockets. I'm like, but I got four. You had to be
the
there.
The pocket queen.
And then we went clubbing. Oh, my God. And so I'm too old to club, right? And so every time we went into a club and we saw somebody 40 years old or over, we cheered.
One of us!
You probably didn't cheer a lot, though.
No, you probably didn't see a lot. Well, actually, there were a lot of people downtown that...
Where'd you go?
We went to Dirk's Bentley and then...
Is that a bar?
Yeah, it's
Dirk's
a bar.
Bentley?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We went there and then what's the one... Oh, my God. The one that we went for opening day. You know, it's right here. Too.
View House.
We went to View House.
View House. Well, that's not exactly club.
Yeah, it is. They full on had... Like
Whiskey Row gets
people are
down.
Dancing.
I'm thinking you're at a rave or something.
No, it's,
you know,
you haven't been down there a long time, but Whiskey Row is like it.
It gets crazy.
Yeah, I don't
boom,
know that
boom,
place.
Boom.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, it's so loud.
Hey, can you turn it down just
a
smidge?
Yeah, we were really. We're like, me and Doug Johnson are like, it's so loud in here.
We can't even talk.
We couldn't. I kept going, What? So loud. All right, so I didn't know what was going on in the world, and so I asked BJ, like, hey, did I miss any celebrity gossip? And he told me that there's outrage at the Cracker Barrel.
There is. Well, they're changing the decor.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to update it and brighten up the place. They say it's a little dull, and so they've changed the paint, and they've taken the oil lanterns off the tables.
Oh, no.
People are outraged by this.
What about the rocking chairs on the porch? Still?
Well, they don't mention those. I'll bet
those
you they did. They got to stay.
Yeah.
You got to keep those. Yeah.
And then what happened with Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, she was filming a music video that she's released, and it appears that she did it in an area that's... zoned off, protected, you know, and they find her for it.
Oh.
They didn't know she did it, I guess, until after the video came out.
She's still making videos?
Yeah, in a bikini, climbing on rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like her career is kind of...
Well, yeah. I think it's hit the rocks.
Right?
I think the video says it all.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about Katy Perry. She seems to be on a spiral right now. And it all started with that trip to space.
It did.
That trip to space ruined her.
Because didn't she get in a fight with her boyfriend, husband? What are they?
Orlando
married?
Bloom. No, they were just engaged.
He said like it was ridiculous.
Yeah, because she was like, "Oh, I'm an astronaut. What do you know?" And he was like, "You're not an astronaut."
Yeah.
NASA even said you're not an astronaut.
And then remember all the backlash because they had a glam squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. To prep.
They looked perfect as soon as they came out of the capsule.
Yeah.
The rumor is that one of the Glam Squad people went up in the spacecraft, but we don't know that. Remember, because we didn't really get to see them inside.
Yeah.
She was inside, and when they landed, then she...
She had to be.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was no other way to get her in there. She had to be in there before they went up.
Yeah.
If they went up. Instead of throwing it in there. Okay.
Okay, fine. And then Justin Bieber, I saw over the weekend. Did you guys see that? He looks like a crack addict.
He looks terrible.
I didn't see.
He's in his panties. I don't know why that made me laugh. Anyway, and he's holding his wiener.
Yeah. Whitey-tighties, grabbing his crotch.
Well, so far, I can't judge him. I haven't seen the video or the picture, so.
Yeah, it's just a picture.
But just standing in your underwear holding your wiener, I got no problem with that.
It's just weird. It's
But everything he posts, we're all concerned.
I know.
Okay,
but really,
he always looks bad.
It's a little bit of Britney. It's a little Britney.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Like, it's like, huh?
And like even the posts of like just selfies of himself, he looks zoned out, just like not even there. And he's doing these weird faces. It's like he's struggling.
Something's happening. But why would you put that on social media? Like, okay, BJ, think about this. All right, so you were golfing, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, all weekend.
All weekend.
So let's just say that you're out at the country club, right?
Yeah.
You take down your pants and you're sitting there in your panties and you hold your wiener and I take a picture and let's put it on social media.
If you go to our Facebook page, there's a picture up there of me at the golf course in panties holding my wiener. Go check it out. BJ and Jimmy fan page, okay? It's pretty cool.
But think about you guys in your own heads and myself, like all of it. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why is that a...
I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, well.
Because he doesn't... He's not like Britney. Like, Britney has to be relevant because she doesn't have any music out there, right, anymore. But he's still able to make hits.
Just came out with an album.
Yeah.
And so, now he's got his kid.
It's weird. So weird. All right, was there anything else I missed? Because I just don't feel like there's anything out there.
There's a picture of a grasshopper on J-Lo's neck.
Wait, what?
She was doing a concert.
Yeah.
And the grasshopper jumped on her boob.
Oh, okay.
And then crawled his way up her neck.
Oh, yeah. And so that's making the news?
Yeah.
She named it Ben. She named it Ben. Ben's back.
I don't even understand why this is the news.
That was a top Daily Mail story.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
That's how slow it is. Yeah. That's how slow it is. All right, so it's not just me, right? It's just that slow. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.